I am so excited to announce my newest baby, a book for parents all about tongue tie. Tongue Tie for Parents is the book you need if you have any questions about whether there's a tongue tie, how to get treatment, if your baby needs treatment, how to go about it, how to make decisions, how to help you and your baby recover. All of that is in this ebook. Every day I get questions from parents like you, and I know you need answers. Tongue Tie for Parents is built from the same step-by-step protocol I use when families sit across from me in my office. It's the information that you need for clarity, for confidence, and to help you make care decisions based on your own goals, because that's what's most important. You shouldn't need a Google search to get answers. You aren't crazy or overreacting. You are trying to figure out what is best for you and your baby. It's here and ready for you. Tongue Tie for Parents is an easy download. You can have it today for only $27. Go to tonguetieexperts.net/parentbook or follow the link in the show notes, because you and your baby deserve clarity, not confusion. You're listening to the Tongue Tie Experts podcast, a weekly program providing information and support for those families impacted by tongue and lip tie and the professionals caring for them. I'm Lisa Palladino, a midwife and a lactation consultant with over 30 years of experience. If you are a parent looking for answers or a professional who is curious to learn more than what you learned in school on this topic, welcome. This podcast is for you. Welcome back to the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Palladino, and today we are going to talk about gatekeeping and silos and how to bridge the gap. Another title I was thinking about was Why I Don't Know What You Know, and You Haven't Learned What I'm Teaching. So, as you may or may not know, I am a certified nurse midwife and a lactation consultant. I am so glad you are here. Today, we're not just talking about tongue tie. We're talking about something that deeply impacts every provider and every family we serve. And that's gatekeeping, silos, and the lack of true interdisciplinary collaboration in our field. So here's the truth. You don't know what I know, and I haven't learned what you know. We've all been educated in different systems with different philosophies, frameworks, and priorities. In my case, I have been educated in a few different systems. I was first educated as a nurse, then as a midwife, then as a lactation consultant. I've gone on and been educated as a functional medicine provider. And now, in the last 12 to 15 years, I've taken a deep dive into learning all about tongue tie and how that relates to breastfeeding and oral development. And my latest love is airway. So there's all different paradigms in which we learn. For example, dentists approach tongue tie from one angle, SLPs, body workers, and pediatricians, etc., from other paradigms, from other points of view. And even within lactation, there are divisions among the lactation world, or within the lactation world. We're all here to help families, but we're speaking different professional languages, and we're often not taught to collaborate. That's just not an oversight. It's not just an oversight. It's a systems problem. And let's be honest, gatekeeping doesn't just happen across disciplines. It happens within them, especially in lactation. There are what I call cliques. There's exclusion of those who haven't earned the highest level, the IBCLC credential. And many courses, especially on complex topics like tongue tie, don't invite other lactation professionals like CLCs or doulas or peer counselors or breastfeeding educators. But here's the reality. Most families never get to see an IBCLC before they quit breastfeeding. Or they see an IBCLC, they see a CLC or a doula or a WIC peer counselor or the nurse at the bedside for the help they need. And oftentimes they get very good help. But there's a small percentage of people who need a little bit more. Say the bedside nurse had taken Professional's Guide to Tongue Tie, and she may not, you know, be completely able to diagnose or refer, but she can educate based on what she learned in my course. So if she's not welcome, because she's a nurse and not an IBCLC, if she's not welcome in a tongue tie course or a tongue tie community, then that family is going to lose out. Multiply that by how many families she sees. The same with doulas and midwives. And I can go.
Are you a healthcare professional working with breastfeeding infants? Wish you knew more about assessing and treating tongue ties? Earn continuing education credits and transform your practice with the Professional's Guide to Tongue Tie in the Breastfeeding Infant. It's perfect for any practitioner who works with infants and their mothers, especially those working through feeding challenges. Learn to identify who needs treatment, build a qualified care team, and provide holistic care options. Discover the ins and outs of phrenotomy, including procedure preparation and best aftercare practices. By the end, you'll be confidently supporting breastfeeding families armed with the latest protocols and be part of an interdisciplinary community of experts just like you. Tongue ties are nothing new, but the right way to assess and treat them is. Ready to make a real difference? Join now and become a tongue tie expert. Sign up today at tonguetieexperts.net/professional and become the evidence-based resource that your community needs. To show my gratitude, I'm offering you a special discount as a podcast listener. Use code PODCAST40 to save 40% off today.
Down the line. So when we exclude any providers from education or conversations, we're not just gatekeeping. We are hurting families. Those professionals are often the first and sometimes the only line of support. So why does this matter in tongue tie care? Nowhere is this more apparent than in how we learn to take care of tongue tied babies and their families. When one provider works in a vacuum without understanding the broader picture or without knowing when to collaborate, outcomes suffer. What can happen? Some of the things I see are babies having procedures too soon, or oral function that isn't addressed, or parents getting mixed messages from all the different providers they see, and then they don't trust anyone. We and the families that we serve cannot afford this kind of disconnection. Not when families are in crisis, struggling with feeding, sleep, pain, and especially uncertainty. So what do we do? What do we need here? What we need is inclusive interdisciplinary education. What that means is training that welcomes all lactation providers, not just IBCLCs, and collaboration across all the fields, lactation, bodywork, dentistry, myotherapy, speech, medicine, etc. Now, when I make these lists of professionals, I always inadvertently leave someone out. And there is, you know, here's a talk about inclusivity. If I left you out, no offense, it's just really hard to say all the professions all the time. my world, my platform, my courses, my podcast, my groups, free and paid, are open to everyone. If you're a professional, right? If you're a parent without a medical degree, this is not for you. I am teaching the caregivers, right? And connecting the caregivers. And there is no gatekeeping here, right? So I have been criticized, and I know I get criticism from some IBCLCs who think that there is no place for a CLC, for example, or a childbirth educator to be included in a high-level course about tongue tie assessment and treatment. And I will stand my ground. I disagree. We have to all understand our roles. And that's why in the course, I go deeply into scope of practice and how to refer and how to work together and how to build a team. Because, as I said before, many of us will never get to the IBCLC. And who better to bring the patient to the IBCLC than a, say, doula who recognizes the need for an IBCLC and refers them. That's where this is coming from. We need to have, let's put it that way, a willingness to learn from each other, not just protect our own turf. There's enough mamas and babies to go around. We need to shift from what's your credential to what's your skill set and how can we work together to support this baby. That's why I created Tongue Tie Experts, to break down the walls, to create a space where you don't have to already know everything or have a certain title to be welcomed in, because everyone who supports breastfeeding deserves access to evidence-based holistic education. So how am I working towards bridging the gap? My entire platform, Tongue Tie Experts, is designed with this mission at its core. I've been advised by multiple business coaches and marketing experts to narrow my focus. They tell me it's impossible to speak to everyone. I don't know if you've ever heard this, but there's a popular marketing tenet that says, if you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. Well, if you know me in real life, you know that if you tell me something is impossible, I will double down and make it happen, especially if it's something I believe in. And this is truly a core belief for me. We all need to sit at the same theoretical table in order to advance care. In many types of patient care, but especially when we are considering care of a dyad, as we are in breastfeeding and tongue tie treatment, we need to learn to speak to each other and look at all aspects of the experience of the mother, the baby, and the feeding. As I said, this is why I include everyone in my professional course. It's not just about teaching assessment skills or protocols, though I do that too. It's about giving you the full context, how function, anatomy, and symptoms interrelate, how to collaborate across disciplines, how to build a team across disciplines and get people in the same room talking to each other, and how to support families in a way that gives them clarity, breaks through that confusion, and gives you confidence. Whether you're an IBCLC, a CLC, a CBC, a CBE, a CLE, an OT, a PT, an SLP, a doula, a midwife, an MD, a DO, a chiropractor, CST provider, dentist, nurse, etc. I hope I got everybody. This isn't for the most credentialed. It's for the most committed. So here's my invitation to you. If you've ever felt left out, if you've ever felt like your voice wasn't valued because of your title, if you want to stop working in a silo and start feeling like part of a collaborative, informed, heart-centered community, know that you belong here and you are welcome here. The course is always open, but more importantly than that, you are open to learn from all of my free options and offerings, to send me messages, to visit me on Facebook and Instagram, and to be a part of the world of Tongue Tie Experts, where we are changing the world one baby, one mama at a time. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you find this helpful. I hope that you can pass this to someone who needs to hear it and join my mission to help to elevate the profession that we're in and make care easier on us and the families that we treat. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. Check out the show notes for useful links about the topics we discussed and for ways to follow us on social media. Please subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app. And if you enjoyed listening, we'd love it if you'd rate, review, and share with your friends and colleagues. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Are you a healthcare professional working with breastfeeding infants? Wish you knew more about assessing and treating tongue ties? Earn continuing education credits and transform your practice with the Professional's Guide to Tongue Tie in the Breastfeeding Infant. It's perfect for any practitioner who works with infants and their mothers, especially those working through feeding challenges. Learn to identify who needs treatment, build a qualified care team, and provide holistic care options. Discover the ins and outs of phrenotomy, including procedure preparation and best aftercare practices. By the end, you'll be confidently supporting breastfeeding families armed with the latest protocols and be part of an interdisciplinary community of experts just like you. Tongue ties are nothing new, but the right way to assess and treat them is. Ready to make a real difference? Join now and become a tongue tie expert. Sign up today at tonguetieexperts.net/professional and become the evidence-based resource that your community needs. To show my gratitude, I'm offering you a special discount as a podcast listener. Use code PODCAST40 to save 40% off today.